All right, we're going. Oh, Patron. Heather's dog wants to be involved this time. Okay, this is episode 5.
I lost track.
I think it's 5. Like
we have bonus episodes, so that's what throws me off.
We had some bonus. We had 2 bonus episodes, but this is technically like episode 5.
Well, welcome to number 5, everybody.
Woohoo! We made it to 5. Well, it's like a good integer to
it is
be to.
That was a good word, Kobe.
Was it?
I like that word. I'm not sure I know what it means. but it sounds good. It's smart.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I sound smart.
It really did sound very smart. Like I said, I don't know that word, so I'm not a smart.
So this week is we're not quite to December yet.
No, we're getting close though, because you know, it throws me off when Thanksgiving's that early in the month.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it should be December right after.
It feels like it should be December. And like as soon as Thanksgiving's over though, I'm mm-hmm. like,
it's Christmas mode.
Full on Christmas time.
Well, you got to do it.
Yeah. You got
to
do it.
Now, do you think it's okay to put Christmas stuff up before Thanksgiving or it has to be after?
Well,
what's
a
your
lot
opinion?
Of people, well, we were going to put ours up before. And my daughter, Megan, our sound assistant.
Our manager. Our everything. Yes.
She insisted that we not put any Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving.
She has decided at her young life of 15 that this is how this is going
to
be.
Yeah. She said Thanksgiving deserves to be its own holiday.
And I agree with that.
And not be overshadowed by Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we have to wait.
And I agree with that. I see both sides of it, though. I understand the people that just love Christmas so much. And they want to get their Christmas stuff up early.
Yeah.
Like, my twin sister, she literally, most years has it up right after Halloween.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's me. And it just depends on the year. I mean, there's...
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Some years I will get it up a little before Thanksgiving. Like, last year I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came really late.
Yeah.
And yeah. I had the time.
We got ours up the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
I think
Saturday.
We were the same. I think you made me feel like doing that because I think I was a day after you. I think you were Saturday and I was Sunday. Because mm-hmm. I remember you texting me that you had just spent $100 more on Christmas decorations.
Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you why that was. Okay. So I have a lot of Christmas decorations, mostly because my mom had a lot.
Yes.
Like literally like 20 of those Rubbermaid totes, like full mm-hmm. of Christmas decorations. So when she passed away, we divided that stuff up amongst the family.
Oh.
But it meant that I have a lot of Christmas decorations.
Which is amazing.
And I also have them in Rubbermaid totes in our little storage closet that's outside in the carport. So we went to go, you know, put up all of our Christmas stuff.
Yes.
And so my husband went out and got the Christmas totes.
Which that's a chore.
It's a chore to go out and get them.
It really is.
He brought them into the house and we opened them and you know, it's so exciting to
see. It's like Christmas.
You haven't seen this stuff for a year.
Yeah. You kind of forget, especially if it's new stuff that you just got. It's like a Christmas all over again.
Yeah.
I love that.
So you open it up and you're like decorating it. You mm-hmm. have a certain spot for everything.
Oh yeah.
You put everything. We're going through it. And pretty soon I'm like, you know, we're missing some stuff. Like I don't have my tree skirt. We're missing a bunch of the ornaments for the tree.
Uh-oh.
There's just some stuff in here that I'm not finding in these boxes. So my husband says, well, this is the only boxes that were out there. There's no other boxes.
Oh, no.
I'm like, are you sure? He's like looking at me. He's like, I'm sure. This is the only boxes that we have. And I'm like, well, crap. Maybe we threw stuff out last year. I don't remember.
It could happen.
Honestly, don't remember.
Well,
so
because
like,
that part's hard. When you're putting the decorations away, you just want it done.
I just want
you
it
need
done.
The shit done right now,
and
you don't really care where it goes. You do care kind of, but you don't because I honestly don't know where the hell my stuff goes.
I know. So I'm like, well, shit, we're missing all this stuff, right? And I'm like, well, you know what? Let's go to Target because I'm missing like the tree. Yeah, I gotta have a tree skirt.
And they have the best little holiday section.
They have a cute holiday section.
It's pretty big too.
Yeah. So we go to Target and drop like $100 on new shit.
Yeah.
Get home, we're, you know, and again, I'm like, I can't believe we can't find this stuff. I don't know what happened to it. And my husband
says,
well, you know, go look in this storage closet. You know, I've looked in there. There's nothing else out there. So I go to the storage closet. I open up the door. And as soon as I open up the door, staring me in the fucking face is a tote full of Christmas stuff. And it's clear, so you can see what's in the tote.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't there when he looked. Because I guarantee you this happens all the time for me when I ask Thor to look for something for me. And he tells me, like, it's not usually nothing like this. It's like a canned good that he's trying to find in the freaking pantry. I'm like, it's on the fourth shelf, three over from the left. Like, I'm that specific about it because you know how OCD I am about where all my stuff is. And he can't find it. I have to get up and I go in there and exactly where I tell him it's at.
That happened tonight.
It's tunnel vision.
Because Jeff said, we don't have any refried beans.
Oh, no.
I can't find any. And I walked.
Well, maybe the paper was different.
I walked into the pantry and I looked to the left and right there.
Was the label different, though?
No.
Oh.
I pulled it out and I handed it to him and he's like, God damn it.
It's a guy thing.
It is.
It is a guy thing.
So anyways, we found two more totes full of Christmas stuff.
But now you have all the extra awesome new stuff.
I have awesome new stuff now.
So, new stuff's fun.
And my daughter just, she like loves to decorate for Christmas. And she's like, I love my Christmas memories.
Oh my gosh.
I remember coming home from school like with the cookie jar full of Christmas cookies. And so I said, okay, let's make cookies.
Oh, I saw that you made cookies.
So we made a ton.
They were very popular. There's only one left in the jar.
I know. There's only one left from Saturday.
There was two when I first got here.
And they were
now there's only one.
Well, so like last year, right after Christmas, they had these red and green Nestle morsels from Christmas. And they had them like 50% off.
So you bought the crap out of those?
So I bought them and threw them in the freezer. And I've had them for a year.
And they're probably just perfect.
Yeah. So I took them out of the freezer. We made like a double batch of cookies.
So amazing.
And man, they just like ate right through those. They're just gone.
My goodness.
But they were so good. So now we're all decorated for Christmas.
That's awesome. We did decorate. I did not go to the extent that you did because I am not going to be home for 2 weeks of this Christmas.
That's true.
And like literally not going to be there on Christmas, but my cats will be. Mm-hmm. So I did decorate for them, but I only pulled a certain amount out. Now the tote thing, I still have probably five totes, clear totes, and a couple green and red ones, because that's Christmas-like, because I'm effing classy here.
That's right.
And they're out in the garage, but I decided a few years back, the stuff I really want out right away, and I love my husband, but sometimes it takes us some time to get my stuff out for me.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Yeah. So I decided that I would move all my stuff into my china hutch. I also have an armoire that's in my cat's bedroom. I don't know if we talked about that, but we're not going to get into that today. The cats have their own bedroom, and that's just
and
how that is.
That's what we're going to say for right
yes.
now.
Anyway, there's a big armoire in there. Yeah. I keep a lot of stuff in there. I have two spare rooms that, because we don't have kids, all those closets are filled with Christmas stuff. And then I have a big trunk that was my grandma's that's filled with Christmas stuff. Mm. And that's basically what I've done. Mm-hmm. So I can get my own crap out anytime I want to get it out.
That's perfect.
It is. Other than my tree.
Well, isn't it just hanging in the garage?
It is.
Do you put like a garbage bag over it or something?
You would think I dust it.
With like a...
A little feather duster. Don't laugh at me. I do dust my tree.
I'm literally picturing you in my mind right now.
Feather duster. It's a Swifter duster. You know what I'm talking?
Yes, I know exactly because I have one of those.
Yes, that's what I'm dusting it with.
Unhooking that tree.
Yes.
And, and just pulling it into the house and just like.
Well, I actually dust it in the garage. So I don't have that crap in my house.
Okay. That's
good. And I actually dust this thing probably 4 or 5 times a year.
Just why don't you put a plastic bag over it?
Because that's the smart thing to do. I like more work.
I'm going to come to your house
and put a bag over
Christmas
it.
And put a bag over your tree.
So there's a, we should talk about this tree because we're talking about it hanging on a hook. My tree is hanging upside down. Originally, this beautiful, gorgeous, which we will put a picture of this up on our page.
Yes, we will.
So you guys can see both of our trees because that was something I thought was amazing when I met Kobe. Most people do your green tree. That's the normal tree. I do a red one.
I love the red tree.
I love your white tree.
I have a white tree, a fake white tree. She has a red tree. Actually, I was looking online today. Mm-hmm. It actually has like purple trees.
Did you know there? Yeah, the purple tree. Pink trees. Is the same brand as my red tree. And it's fantastic.
Love, love, love the purple tree. Honey, can we get a purple Christmas tree?
I'm not here.
He's not answering.
He said no comment right now. But I bet you she could get a purple tree. You have a big enough house. You could do two trees.
I could, you know, I could just put the tree in my bedroom so I can look at it. And I'm going to get purple tree with purple decorated. Purple's my favorite color.
I know.
In case you didn't know that.
And red is mine.
So Heather has a red tree. It's fabulous.
It used to be even more actually, it's pretty fabulous now. But originally, we bought this house 4 years ago. And when we bought the house, I told my husband, I am getting my damn red tree. Yeah. I don't want the green tree anymore. I am a red person and I want my red tree. So we bought this fake red tree with red lights. It's amazing. And it was about 6 feet tall originally. I say originally because it's not now. And we all know, because we've talked about Jaeger, the 28-pound cat.
And Heather told me when she bought it about this beautiful red tree bought. She sent me a picture of it.
I did.
Gorgeous. And so then we used to have dance class together, mm-hmm. So one Monday she comes to dance class.
Very
and
upset.
Says, well, cats 1, tree 0.
Yeah.
I said, what does that mean?
Well, because I put the tree up on Thursday.
Yes.
So I literally had 4 days going where I was keeping a tally on this. I actually put this up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the first day was 3, 0, cats 1. But I was there to protect the damn tree.
Right.
So I was chasing them off. Saturday, same problem. Chasing the cats off my tree the whole time. I slept out there that night. Thursday night, I slept out there. So I was protecting the tree all night long, even though I did go unconscious a few times and I failed at protecting the tree. So Friday, I stayed home, didn't go anywhere. I protect my tree. Cats still won. They still knocked ornaments off, and somehow Jaeger broke a couple branches on this brand new tree.
That's because a 28-pound cat laying in an artificial tree.
He wants to lay in the tree.
He wants to lay in the tree. That breaks branches.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like they're already bendy or wired.
Oh my gosh, yes they are.
And so he just like it was done. Bent like down.
I mean, you know how when you get the real trees and they have a horrible bald spot?
Uh-huh.
My store-bought tree didn't have bald spots. I already had a bald spot on day 2.
Like, imagine taking a 30-pound rock.
Yes, and just sticking it in your tree.
And putting it in your tree.
Yeah, because that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Sunday comes. Well, Saturday is about the same as Friday. Sunday comes. And by the end of Sunday, I'm telling Thor, I thought by putting the tree up on Thursday, I would have had all the animals trained by Sunday not to touch it. And I feel very scared about going to work tomorrow. So, we go to work, come home. My tree is now on the ground. There's no ornaments on it except for a couple. The whole bottom tier of this, because this is a 3-piece, you know, you have to put your tree together, yeah. These fake ones. And the bottom tier, the biggest, most beautiful part of the tree, is broken. So broken. Branches are totally bent. They're never tore in half. Like, they are not coming back from this crap. I'm a redhead, and I'm extremely high-tempered at times.
You're very, you know, you feel things.
I do. I'm a feeler.
And, you know, you loved your tree.
I did.
And they had no respect for the tree.
No.
And they just destroyed the tree.
They've ruined my Christmas that year, in my opinion.
And they just, you did. And I know that you lost it at that moment.
I did.
When you saw the tree.
I mean, it was a full 2-year-old temper tantrum.
You just lost your shit at that moment.
I did.
Because they ruined your Christmas.
I grabbed my tree. Didn't even unplug it. It unplugged as I was storming off with the tree. All the decorations on it and everything. Tree topper, everything's on this tree. My husband's just watching in basically horror. He's not going to say anything because he doesn't want to be involved in it. He doesn't want to be in the middle of me and this tree and this temper tantrum. I'm dragging this tree down my hallway. I have a pretty long hallway. Go through my laundry room, open the garage door, and I literally, there's not a car in my garage at this point. I huck this tree out into my garage and tell my husband that Christmas is fucking over.
You text me, you're like, we don't have a fucking Christmas tree.
Yep.
Christmas is ruined.
Christmas is over. And then I head to dance for Kobe to console me.
You're like, they win. They just win.
Exactly. And that's why the Cats win. Tree zero. Cats at this point is 4. 4-0. Mm-hmm. They won 4 days in a row and my tree, well, it's in a heap in the garage.
Yeah.
So my husband, being the most spectacular man that he is, while I was at dance.
That you're so upset about the tree.
Spent the whole time I was at dance wiring all these branches. Took the bottom tier off because that was just done.
Yeah.
Wired all of these branches. Redecorated the tree. Wired the tree topper on there. Mm-hmm. And hung this tree from a plant hook upside down in our living room.
From the ceiling.
Yep, from our living room ceiling.
Could not get it because a 28-pound cat cannot jump.
Not that high because the tree is, how high, how tall do you think my tree is? About 2.5 feet, maybe? 3 feet?
Yeah, that's not very tall.
It's not very tall. It's only the top 2 tiers that made it. We still have the bottom tier. My husband keeps saying he's going to make me garland out of it. We haven't done it yet, but he's fine. He did save the tree.
Yeah. So the tree looks so nice. It does. It's suspended on the ceiling. It even has the tree skirt.
We bought that the year after. We had a custom made.
The tree skirt. Mm-hmm. So you have a picture, right?
I do.
Okay.
And so we'll put it up.
We'll post a picture of the tree upside down.
Yes.
The awesome tree skirt. I'll post a picture of my tree.
Yes.
That is on the ground.
And that your cats leave alone for some reason?
Well, I'm wondering. Well, so far so good. We do have 3 kittens.
I know.
Right now.
I'm worried for you. They're
about 5 months old, all 3 of them.
At least none of them are 28 pounds.
Yeah. So they're all tiny. So.
You got that going for you.
So far, they haven't tried to climb it. They just like to sit under it and bat a little bit.
You know, that might have been my problem. Because when I had all the kittens, because all my cats are very similar in age. Mm-hmm. Like where they're all within about a year or two of each other for the most part, other than Riesling, the last one I got.
Yeah.
And when they were babies, my Christmas tree was a felt one I pinned on the wall.
Yeah.
Because I told Thor, I was like, I'm not messing with that. I'm not putting a real tree up. Not with six kittens in my house.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not crazy. But maybe I should have done that and trained them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. They just, their first tree they were around was the red tree.
Yeah. See, our kittens, once they get under the tree, if we see them, we go running over there screaming. And so they're like, they get to be like afraid of the tree.
You know,
because every time they go near it, somebody starts screaming. So they like learn that getting near the tree is bad.
I just had a thought. What if we did, you know how they have those Halloween motion sensor things?
Yes.
Why don't we put one of those on the tree?
You could totally do that.
I mean, I don't need to now because mine's literally suspended and they can't get anywhere close to this tree.
Because you could hook it up to like a water line.
Mm-hmm.
And it would spray them every time they got near the tree. That'd be amazing.
Oh my gosh. So literally, how long does it take for you to put your tree up? Start to finish, how long does this take you?
Oh gosh. We set it, Jeff set it up and then Megan and I decorated it. With all the decorating and everything.
That's what I'm talking. Every damn thing that you have to do to it.
Probably 2 hours.
So my tree, guess how long my tree takes to set up?
Oh my God, 5 fucking minutes.
You are so right. It takes about 2 minutes to pin the tree skirt up because we just it has a tiny little hole where it goes over the plant hook that's on the ceiling. So we pin that. That's the longest part, is pinning the tree skirt up. And then we literally unhook from the garage, walk about 20 paces into the house with the tree. And now Thor usually goes around, so he opens the garage and goes around to the front door, so he's only 15 paces that way.
Yeah.
Hook it, plug it, done. Because I don't even take the ornaments off. It stays up there all year long. We have a decorated tree in our garage at all times.
And you need to put a plastic bag over it.
Or you can just keep dusting it.
So why would you want to keep dusting it?
I don't know. It gives me something to do.
We're going to plastic bag it.
Maybe we should get one of those bike gift bag things.
Yeah.
The big Christmas bag, and we could just put it
over
it.
They have bags for, like, trees and stuff.
I'm sure they do, and they would fit my little tree. But I don't think I could ever not do an upside-down Christmas tree. Even if I had no animals, I just love my upside-down Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big thing now. It wasn't as much when I first started it. So I like to think that I helped with that process of making it popular.
Well, I've seen online, too, where they have a Christmas tree
Mm-hmm.
And they enclose it in like a wire cage.
I know. And I'm not sure how I feel about that.
So the cats can't get to it. But I'm like, you know what? But that doesn't look nice.
It doesn't. Now, Thor came up with the plexiglass.
Oh.
All glass. Like, it's like that hard, hard plastic, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So that way it looks like there's nothing around it. But I just but don't, I want still, to be able know. To get to my tree. Like, what if there's an ornament that's just not hanging right and you want it to move it? You know how OCD I am at times. Mm-hmm. And there's times I have to, like, I'll be sitting on my couch watching a movie and I'll be staring at my tree. I'm like, oh no, no, that ornament's not right. I need to put that somewhere else. That's just not okay. And there's this big hole. And then I do this. And there's times if I have a lot of animals on my lap, and I'll tell my husband if he's home, I was like, hey, I need you to go move that ornament. He's like, I am not doing that. I'm like, no, I need you to do that. I'm going to keep talking about it until
it's done. Yeah, it's crooked.
I can't handle that. Yeah. Can you just flip it so I can see the face of it? I mean, I don't want to see the seam. I want to see the face.
That's be facing the correct way.
Exactly. Yeah, he doesn't get that. But I can't bash too hard there because he did create the upside down.
He did create the upside down tree for you. So that was pretty amazing.
And it was. And it was a total surprise when I came home from dance and there was my beautiful tree hanging in the window.
I remember you were so excited.
I think I sent you a picture of that. It was like, oh my God, Christmas is back.
I can't believe it. I know. Christmas is back. I have my tree.
And it was so pretty. And we didn't have a tree skirt then.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
Not for the first year.
Not the first year.
Mm-mm. Second year we got
it. But it's like Christmas isn't Christmas until you have your tree.
Well, I was literally just done that Christmas.
You were, you're
so mad. And I told Jaeger, the one that ruined the tree, that he was getting no Christmas presents.
Poor baby.
He still got the presents. All he wants, his favorite, this year will be hard for him. His favorite thing ever is present opening.
Really?
He loves tissue paper. That's his favorite. That's his crack.
That's what I'm wrapping their presents in.
Whose presents?
Your kitties.
My kitties are getting presents?
I have presents for your kitties and I have presents for your puppies.
That is amazing.
And I'm going to wrap them all in tissue paper.
Because that's, Jaeger won't even care what's inside of it. He just wants a tissue paper. Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen an animal actually eat tissue paper?
Yes.
Okay, he eats it. It's gone. Like, you give him a piece, and Thor and I are always like, okay, we're going to stand there and watch him so we can take it away at a certain point. And then we forget, and we come back, and there's this tiny little square left of the tissue paper, and he's working it. It's like spaghetti.
Yeah.
He's sucking it into his mouth like spaghetti.
Yeah, it's just so light and thin, and I think that just dissolves, kind of. I wonder, just eat it like cotton candy.
But would you think it tastes good?
No.
So I'm wondering why they do it.
It's just, you know, they just like to chew on stuff.
It's not even they. It's just Jaeger in my house. There's no other cat. Now, Bellatini loves wrapping paper, and she loves tissue paper, but not to eat it. She just wants to play with it.
I don't know yet with our kittens what they're going to do.
I'm so curious about your kittens.
They might freak out. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They might, I don't know. So far, they've been pretty good, though. No one's climbed the tree. Sometimes they get under, and we scare them off. And I have a ton of presents under my tree already because I wrap everything and they've been leaving it alone, so I think we're okay.
Your tree looked gorgeous today, and it's been up since Saturday, and it's Tuesday,
and they haven't knocked it down,
which
they
is amazing.
Haven't done anything. I think we scare the shit out of them,
so they're associating really the tree works. With fear.
Yeah, tree, Christmas tree. Perfect. Equals bad.
God, I should have done that. I did not do that.
Christmas tree bad.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it. It's hanging.
You're fine.
They can't get near it. I even pull all the cat climbers away from it. There's no way in hell they can get close to this tree. And I'm not even joking, Kobe. Every year after that tree goes upside down, Jaeger sits underneath this tree and looks up at it and pouts for hours and hours.
He just is
like, he's like, why? Why is it up there? Why are you doing this?
He's just like totally like teasing them so bad.
I have a picture, but it's a horrible picture of him.
Like, your cats, though, don't go outside.
No, not one of them.
None of them. So they're seeing, like, they're like, oh my gosh, like a tree, tree I can climb. And then you put it out of their reach and they're like, why are you so cruel to me?
I know.
Why this cruel?
I gave them cat punishment. Trees.
That doesn't count.
They want, I like, should a, buy them one that has leaves on them.
You know what you should do? Is just go buy a fake Christmas tree.
Like the one
tree.
The $20, $30 like cheap ass one.
Like not with wine on it or anything. Just like $30 cheap ass
Christmas tree. Just let them go for it.
And let them just tear the shit out of it.
You know, I actually might do that before I leave for vacation. Just put it in the middle of the floor and let them go for it.
Just let them go for it.
I was also thinking of wrapping all the presents and putting them under a tree and just letting them unwrap them.
There you go.
Because they unwrap everybody's presents. Yeah. That's why I have a present room. Because I cannot leave presents under a tree, even if it's upside down. I used to try to do that, make it look cute underneath the tree, even though it was above the tree.
But they're like paper.
Yeah, but they rip it open. Like, I come out and like, what's the hell point in me wrapping presents early if you're just going to unwrap? All I have is boxes under my tree. There's no paper. Like, literally, there's no paper. Like, they ate the paper. It's gone.
Oh, my God.
But I love them. They're like the essence of Christmas.
It is the essence of the Christmas.
That, I think Christmas stockings are big.
Yes. Everyone in my family has their own stocking, like personalized stocking. Yes. Like mine is a mermaid tail.
I love that.
Megan's is Doctor Who. Jeff's is fucking New York Jets.
What's wrong with that?
He loves the Jets.
Well, everybody has their thing.
Stop it.
Everybody has their thing. Now, Thor's is not, his is very special, so is mine. Mine was made by my grandma Baba.
Hey, that's special.
And mine actually has the whole story of the night before Christmas written on it.
Oh.
On the back side of it. So you can literally read the whole story. And mine looks like a big townhouse. Like the Barbie townhouse.
Oh.
Uh-huh. That's the way she made that. And then Thor's is just really nice.
I know.
With the elevator.
So my best friend Lori, when we were growing up, she had the Barbie townhouse.
You did not have the Barbie townhouse.
I did not. So our parents would buy us like so she got the Barbie townhouse.
So they taught.
But I had like the Barbie motorhome.
So you guys like had Barbie swimming
pool. So we would get all the seriously.
So you guys had some rich ass Barbies going.
So we would get all of our Barbie stuff together, and so we had the townhouse and the motorhome and the swimming pool. And all the clothes, and would have like Barbie mania going on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
We should do that again. We should get Lori and we should play some Barbies.
I would love to play Barbies.
I'm not very great at Barbies, but I can learn. I played with more My Little Ponies.
We mostly just change their outfits and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was more really into cutting their hair.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then they would ride my ponies. Oh, that did not sound good.
That did not sound good.
I meant My Little Ponies. Like, the real pony. Like, they're riding horses.
Oh, no.
Not the pony. Oh, I'm not getting back from this. Oh.
And, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's awesome. That's amazing. I'm going to take another drink here.
Oh, no. I thought that was supposed to be G-rated, guys.
Not fucking G-rated.
No, that was not. Oh, well. Right. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
Oh, God. What the hell do you say Elf?
That's my favorite movie.
Okay, I do agree that movie's fantastic.
Yeah.
I work at a children's clinic.
I know. I'm sorry.
And I started in September. So I started mid-September. So this is pretty close to the holiday season. And then, you know how when you first start a job, you don't rock the boat. You just want to, do the best you can. Yep. Make them love you before they realize what kind of a person you really are.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make them love you before that. So that was the mode I was in. And one day I came into work and Elf was playing on my TV. I have a little TV in my room.
Yep.
And I guess there's a DVD player that I did not realize about. Someone had put this in there, in this DVD. Elf loops.
I know, I'm sorry.
It doesn't stop. Like, there's no press the play button. And once it ends and the credits are done, it just starts over. So for the entire month of December, with a few days in November or two, my room played nothing but Elf. So for 10, because at this point I work 10 hours a day, I got to watch Elf.
Now, was the sound on?
Yeah, at this point it was, because I wasn't willing at that point to say that my TV is broken, with air quotes there.
My TV's
broken. My volume's broken is what I tell all my kids, because I don't want to listen to the sound. I can't listen to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse all day long. So I just turn the sound off. There's drills and stuff going. I always tell them, like, oh, I'm sorry, my TV's so old it doesn't work. But you can use your imagination and make it say whatever you want. Not when I first started. So I listened to Elf.
Oh, my God.
I watched just Elf.
Use your imagination.
That's what I tell them every day. But not the first year.
Oh,
my God. Elf was going in its full glory with sound and picture.
Over and over and over.
So I probably watched it 6 to 7 times a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the cutest movie. I really think it's cute. But after a full month of Elf, I remember it was about 3 days to Christmas, and I was like, why does nobody else in this clinic have to watch Elf? Why am I the only one who has to watch Elf nonstop? And my partner, Angie, next door was like,
yeah,
Heather, that's a DVD. Just turn it off and turn it back to the regular TV. I'm like, wait, I can do that? She's like, yeah, there's a remote in your top drawer. Just take the movie out. What? I was so upset because I literally had done, put myself through almost 4 weeks of Elf nonstop all day long.
You hate Elf.
I do. I hate Elf.
You hate it.
I mean, we own it. I've tried to get rid of it, but Thor loves that movie.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
And I do think it's a great movie.
I love it.
I loved it for the first 3 days. But then after that, not so much.
The other favorite movie I love is The Year Without a Santa Claus with the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser.
I don't think I've seen that one.
What?
I think I have to see this one.
You haven't seen it?
That's your favorite movie, and I have never seen it.
It's one of those claymation ones.
I love claymation.
You haven't seen the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser?
It sounds like it. There's
a song.
I might have seen it. Maybe I don't know the name of it.
I'm Mr. Snow Miser.
She loves to sing. We should have her sing.
You haven't
I don't think I have. We can do the Clay Miser.
We have it on DVD.
Okay, we're going to have to watch it. Do you know which is my favorite?
Or like, what is it? It's like Rudolph or something.
Oh, no. It's a little darker than Rudolph, but it's still very animated.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Grinch.
Oh, which one?
The original.
The original cartoon Grinch?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my favorite. I had the book, and my parents told me I used to haul this book. Like, I still have that original book I had. There's no cover or back cover on it. It's just the paper part now.
Yep.
And my parents said I hauled that thing around with me everywhere. Year round, loved that. That was my favorite book of all times. They said I even hauled it to church. And when the pastor asked me, oh, do you like that book? And I informed him that was my Bible. And I still to this day love The Grinch. That is my favorite. The original. I love all three. And there's a new movie coming out?
There is. I've heard it's bad.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I'm sorry, but I heard it wasn't good. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to still go see it.
I know. I'm going to go see it.
I have to go see it. And I did see the Jim Carrey one, too, and I thought that one was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Not as good as the original, because the original
is
the best.
Really good.
I mean, you can't get past the original.
I have to go see the new one, though.
I have to
go see Mary Poppins.
Yeah. A new Mary Poppins?
I love Mary Poppins.
We have to.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a Mary Poppins movie.
No.
I mean, there's so many things that came from Mary Poppins.
There is. And the new one has Lin-Manuel Miranda in it.
Ooh.
Which he was the guy that wrote Hamilton.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This
so
just got better.
My daughter Megan loves
So she
him.
Wants to go see
so
Mary
wants
Poppins.
To go see him
so where are we going to go see Mary Poppins?
What? So it doesn't come out till December 19th.
Oh, I leave on the 21st.
So we might have to wait to get back.
Okay. Because I would have really loved to go see that
and
movie.
And then we'll go see it.
Do you still have your movie pass thing?
No.
We don't have ours either.
Because it sucks.
Well, it does. It was so good in the beginning.
And now it just... I know. I sent them several nasty emails.
Did they ever respond to one? Because they didn't respond to any
no,
of my
they
nasties.
Responded, but they're just like, oh, sorry that you don't like our service.
Why do they keep sending me emails saying, as a movie pass member, I was like, I'm not a member, guys.
But, like, you couldn't, like, they whittled it down so that there were no movies you could go see. So, I'm like, why do I have this?
Why go see it when you used to be able to see every movie you wanted? And now you have to fight like mad to go see one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live 30 miles away from a movie theater. Anyway, I live 30 miles away from any movie theater. So, in the very when they first started all these stipulations on the movie pass, I literally get up hell of early, right before the movie theater opened, drive my ass down there, bought with my husband's phone too, buy the damn tickets, and have to go in there and pay for it, and then come back 4 hours later to watch the movie.
That's dumb.
Well, if I didn't do it, the movie was not available. Because only certain amount of people.
None of my, the last time I kept checking my MoviePass app, it just said none? No movies available.
Yeah, you have to check it at like 11 a.m.
Why do I have this?
Well, that's why we don't have it anymore.
So I canceled it.
We had to cancel
it. And I told them that they were dumb.
I did too. And I was sad because the MoviePass was so amazing.
It was in the beginning. It was so amazing.
It was. I mean, you could literally go see any movie you wanted. I'm sad now that... My heart hurts too.
And my heart hurts a little that I don't have it.
Because, I mean, to go there and pay $10 for a movie ticket.
Plus, I have to get a panini.
I like their sweet potato fries.
I have to get a panini and some sweet potato fries. Mm-hmm.
And wine.
And if we're in the VIP, we have to get wine.
And then if you're not in the VIP, just bring it in anyway.
Then just bring it in your bra.
Yep. In a special cup. I have a special wine growler that it goes into. And I have my huge ass purse that Kobe bought me for Christmas a couple years ago.
Yep.
It fits 3 wine growlers. And licorice.
It's amazing.
And candy.
The last girl trip movie we went to, I don't remember a whole lot.
Well, you came there with your ex-sister-in-law, which we love.
Yes.
That was a horrible, horrible title for her. Should I just call her your friend?
Ex-sister-in-law. I know, right?
That was a horrible title I just gave her.
That's what she is. She's my ex-sister-in-law, but she's one of my best friends.
I know that.
And I love her so
much. I adore her.
So I kept her.
Yeah. You got her in the divorce.
I got her in the divorce.
That was fantastic.
I love her. So, yeah.
You guys showed up. I was already miserable because I didn't want to be there anyway.
You were. You were in pain.
I was not happy that day. And
by the time we got there, Janie and I had already been drinking.
I know. You guys were so I was babysitting.
And then I had more wine there, and I don't even know what was going
on.
I
remember you had to use the restroom or get popcorn or something in the middle of it, and you totally fell on this poor girl.
Did I?
Like, you were laying in her lap. Like, your tummy was on her legs.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And she was fine, and you were thrilled with it.
Hey, everyone was having a good time.
It was Bad Mom's Christmas.
It was Bad Mom's Christmas last year. And it was, everybody had a good time.
That is like the best movie.
I think maybe Janie wasn't super happy with me, but...
She was fine. She didn't seem unhappy with you.
She was good, though.
She just, I mean, at the very end of the night, she kept asking me to put you in the car because she knew she couldn't do it.
Yeah, so
she So was, I had to put you in the car.
She was happy to come out and we had a good time.
She was, and she had fun. And I think I was driving... My sister and another person. Sarah. Yes, that's right, Sarah. And I had to go find her house.
You guys had a good drive, so yeah.
I didn't get the drink because I was driving. How are we doing?
We're about done.
Well, that was our Christmas decorating.
Decorating/ Christmas movie/
movies.
Christmas cat.
Oh gosh!
Disaster story.
Freaking Jaeger. And Patron is still watching us.
He is. He's being a good boy.
Pretty good boy most of the time.
He's a good boy. All right. I think we're done.
Well, we'll have another Christmas episode or two before the big day happens.
Is it like a Christmas recap?
Yes.
We'll do a New Year's. We should do a New Year's episode.
Well, we're going to be together on New Year's.
Yeah. We should do like a New Year's like live episode.
Patron. Damn it, Patron.
Maybe we'll do live New Year's Facebook or something.
We're going to have to do a New Year's something.
If you guys want us to do a live Facebook on New Year's, you have to tell us.
Please.
If no one says anything, we're not going to do it.
No.
Someone needs to tell us, yes, we want a live Facebook on
exactly.
New Year's.
Exactly.
And we'll totally do it.
Most people love our videos, especially New Year's ones. We've done some doozies and had to delete a bunch of them.
We'll try to be PC.
We will do our very
best.
But
it's really hard.
It is. Well, so, yeah.
Go check us out on our website, jethersrandomstuff.com.
Yep.
We're on Facebook and Instagram, same, jethersrandomstuff.com.
So incredible.
Please, 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 if you are an Apple user, please go to iTunes and give us a good review. We would so appreciate it so much.
We would just love you so much.
Yes.
We already and love you guys anyway, but we would love you anyways. Even more with
Everyone
a good review.
Everyone that listens to us, like all like fucking 10 of you or whoever it is. We love you so much.
We love you. And we're so excited we get to share this holiday season with all of you.
So tell us your holiday decorating stories. We'd love to hear them.
Post pictures.
Post some pictures. Send us some pictures. We would love to hear
Do any of you have a purple tree that Kobe can drool over?
I would love to drool over someone's
purple tree. Or a red tree that's standing right side up that I can drool over. All right, guys. Love you so much. All right,
love you.
Until next time.